Okay, so I'm really happy I have my... I got a John Wayne and a menthol here. Lose with, and I have like a good 30 pounds of gorgeous chestnuts from this tree that's just like 100 yards from my house. And I'm gonna roast the bastards. And I'm surprised how many people I've asked who, for one, don't know that these are the real chestnuts and not the horse chestnuts. They're, you know, no good. They're gorgeous. And I'm either going to roast them over at Skeeter's or at home in our convection oven. That's probably what I'm going to do. I haven't had them for damn near forever, since I was a kid when my dad roasted them when we were in Seattle. There's this park, Laurelhurst Park, there. It was cool. You knew they were there, and then he climbed up a tree to shake them down, and they were still in spike balls then. And I just remember, I was pretty young. I was only about, what was I? I don't know, I was in first grade, I think. First grade or second grade. So he goes up, climbs up a tree, gets up a limb, goes out a little bit on a limb, and just shakes the hell out of the fucker with all his body weight, and tons of them just come cascading down. You know, and he's kind of hollering at me. He's like, look, pick them up, pick them up. And I was a little intimidated because there was a bunch of Japanese ladies there who they knew what was going on too. And, you know, stuff's on the ground, anyone can pick it up, whatever. And they were just, you know, they knew what was up, and they knew how, you know, you step on them with your shoe, with your heel, and kind of just knock them a little sideways off center, and they split the husks. But these things, you know, they're just laying all over the street, and they're gorgeous, and it's just perfect time. There's another tree too, so there's probably like another 60 pounds of these things I could run around and pick up, and then I'm gonna roast them. Fucking rocking my shoe. Oh my god, I think I got it. Louie! So, like I said, I was surprised. Whoa, damn, look at these vital flowers. I'm gonna pick one of these. They're pansies. Black violet. Alright, hang on. I gotta release the cord on this too. So, I'm surprised at how many people, you know, I was like, have you ever had roasted chestnuts? And they look at me like they don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, even though there's the song, it's America and everything. My dog's over there, just keeping an eye on him. Yeah, he's all right. There you go. Lou, you want to get hit by a car, dingbat? Come on. Hey, thank you for being slow. He's so funny. I've seen him stare down a city bus before. Just stop it right in its tracks. You know, it's a good thing he's really visible. So, yeah, and, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, you know, all this old stuff, and they're so good, you know, people don't even know, they're like these delightful, sweet, nutty, kind of bread-like thing. I mean, they're just beyond delicious. Oh, fuck, I can't get a beer here because it's Sunday. They close on Sunday. They're Ethiopian people at the Triple Crown. Lou, let's move it. All these boutique people here at the Cup and Saucer, this little coffee shop breakfast place. It's cool because there's crosswalks all over here. We figured out this word for when you're walking down the middle of the street. Hi, Poppy. It's okay. I've seen her before. She's a nice dog. Yeah, maybe we lead her over here. Abby, let's move it.
Get over here.
There we go.
Is that your little dog?
Yeah, that's my dog, Louie. Who's going to eat him? He'll eat you. Fucking silly people saying these fucking cliches out there. Whatever that dog's name is, really sweet. That's the old guy who works at the bar that doesn't have a name. No, it's just the tavern. And he's cool. He's nice. He had just like a big sweetie, black lab girl, and just ran right across the street because I wanted to say hi to Louie. Wow, look at the sign. It says, we're closed Saturday, October 4th and 5th, 2014 for emergency. I mean, I would think he would say holiday. Because it is a really long holiday. Like in Oz in Australia, today's Sunday. Well, it's Sunday. Hi. Hey, is it Sunday or Saturday right now?
It's Sunday.
It's Sunday, huh? Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to double check on that. Yeah, so it's Monday in Oz, but they had their big rugby weekend, and it's a national holiday tomorrow, so it's cool. Everybody gets a day off work to recuperate. It's like Super Bowl Sunday or something. I don't know. I forget what it's for. Oh, it's like New Zealand. It's like New Zealand Day or something like that, because it's when the troops from World War II came back from Australia and New Zealand. You know, sort of like Veterans Day or some shit. Hey, lady. Ugh. Okay, so I have all these damn chestnuts. So anyway, they're fucking delicious, and I'm gonna figure out how to make them. But I'm thinking, if I have 60 pounds of fucking chestnuts, what am I gonna do with them? You know, maybe. You know, give a pound or two to all my friends, like, after I roast them. I feel like I could sell them on the street, you know. Maybe wait for the first super cold day. Go out there, dress all cute. Sell a pound of chestnuts for, like, $5 or something. For fucking people who have money. I mean, that's a lot of dough. Shit. How much is that? That's like $300. I think this is a good idea. I need to strategize for that, because that's a lot of money. If I bring them downtown, they're roasted, they gotta be hot. Experiment with it. So I'm going up to the 7-Eleven. Damn, I can't even get a cold 45 there. Not a 40. I'll get a 40 of High Life. Pretty sure they have that. Maybe a PBR. PBR has slightly more hops than Miller High Life. What a miss is MGB. That has a good bite to it. Lou, let's move it. Lou, you can cross the street. This is Denver, man. Come on. Let's move it, come on. That's the sweetest sound in the world. Every time I hear them clicking and clacking up behind me, that's such a good feeling. Okay, well, adieu. That's my chestnut story. And what I'm doing this morning, and it's a lovely day. I'm not even sure what to do, but I'm definitely going to get drunk and just keep being a drunk poet and not thinking about shit. I don't want to be stressed about anything today. I remain your humble narrator, Sonia Zenegret. And I bid you adieu. Mwah!